your feet, louts! His Majesty approaches!
His Majesty approaches!
Well, 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 the prince himself. That takes a lot of bollocks seeing how bully this so-called siege has gone.
Maybe he's got good news. Maybe his father, the king, sent him more troops or at least some supplies.
He better. I haven't had a hot meal in a fortnight.
Nor a bath in twice as long, judging by your smell.
Shut up, the lot of you. I'll not have the prince thinking my men are a bunch of whining Nancys. Why did you join the king's army in the first place?
We didn't join. We were, watch my air quotes, conscripted.
I had a promising career in dung collection before they dragged me off.
Shut up! The prince!
Greetings, most brave and valiant men of the Royal Armed Forces. His Majesty has recognized how difficult it's been maintaining the siege around the city of North Wallop, stolen by the most naughty and heretical anti-Bishop Muffman.
A pox on his name.
For months, you have maintained the king's royal wing of steel around the fortress's nigh-impenetrable walls.
And for months, we've been starving and freezing our bloody bollocks off.
Your bravery has not gone unnoticed and will not go unrewarded. Prince himself has come to thank each and every one of you for your effort and sacrifice.
The prince, here?
About fucking time.
At grave risk to life and limb, His Majesty has traversed the many miles from the safety of the capital to bring you, lowly foot soldiers, words of comfort and encouragement.
Hooray, the prince.
Hooray,
whatever.
Brave and noble foot soldiers, it gladdens my heart to see you all in full force and royal splendor gathered outside the gates of North Wallop, taken temporarily by the most treacherous and heretical rebel clergyman, this self-styled anti-Bishop Muffman. We know full well how difficult this extended siege has been.
What do you mean, we? Where's your father, the king?
Alas, my father couldn't make it. The royal gout is acting up again. What with all the feasting of the last few months?
Good explanation, your highness. Walk solid.
Feasting for months? While we've been rotting out here all winter keeping up the siege.
Alas, my father had no way of knowing how tenacious the followers of this godless fanatic would be in holding North Wallop. His wanton lust for perverting the holy text seems to have imbued them with Satan's own power. But fear not, they cannot hold out much longer.
They seem to be doing a pretty fucking good job of it so far.
We lost half an army trying to storm those walls last week.
We are not unaware of your difficulties. Indeed, we too have sacrificed much in the name of royal justice and honor. Our varied journey here, fraught with peril, offers testament to this.
Very good, my ward. Tell the ruffians of your peril.
Why, our ride here from the capital was dreadful. We ran out of fodder for the wagon train horses halfway. I had to send back my retainers, my pastry chef, and the boy who polishes my prized collection of ornately carved mahogany snuff boxes.
Tragic, my lord. You have sacrificed much.
Snuff boxes?
Pastry chef, we've been on half rations for a fortnight.
I ate my shoelaces yesterday.
The ongoing siege has caused us all to suffer. Just this morning, the princess and I were forced to breakfast on a meager rasher of lean pork belly and a dozen common duck eggs for want of my prize peahens.
Most dreadful, my liege, most dreadful.
Did he say princess?
I'd not seen a lady in months.
Well, there was that lady who dropped boiling oil on old Tom during last week's assault.
Oh, she was a looker. pity about, Tom.
We realize that you men have long lacked for companionship of the fairer sex, having left your own women back home, where even now they are likely succumbing to all manner of fleshly temptation with whatever strapping young peasant boy might happen by. Even now as I speak, many of your wives are having their loins and breasts fondled by the rough and calloused hands of farm boys and goat herders.
My molly, I'll kill them both.
What, Bill? Yeah, calm down, Bill, calm down. No, he didn't mean it like that. He didn't mean it like that.
Perhaps my lord ought to circle back to his own personal sacrifices?
Know ye, all men, that a prince doth to love, and a prince doth to sacrifice. Why, owing to the treacherous nature of the journey and in deference to the deprivation of you men, I personally have only brought along two royal consorts, the royal masseuse, the royal pedicurist.
Royal pedicurist?
And of course, the lovely Princess Ambrosia.
Bring out the Princess Ambrosia.
Boo.
Yes, of course. What better way to lift the spirits and morale of our fighting men than to remind them of their own loved ones?
Most of whom are likely as not being rogered senseless by the village blacksmith at this very moment.
Yes, well, perhaps sire ought to reconsider his phrasing?
Men, I give you, not literally, of course, my lovely wife, the Princess Ambrosia.
Ooh-la-la. So many handsome men, all fighting and dying for my glorious husband and the honor of the Kingdom Royal.
Whist twain your tongues, men! Do not sully Princess Ambrosia's innocent ears with bawdy patter and catcalls!
My husband, the prince, he has been, how you say, comme dit on, so very concerned about you, all his men, fighting for the kingdom. Why, just last night, it took nearly an hour to bring the royal member to climax. So concerned about his soldiers was he. Why, I was sure that half the time that he ravaged my sexy, sexy body, his thoughts were on you. So long did it take. And the second time he devours me, oh la la, my sexy, sexy body was sore all over, everywhere.
Tom, is that a halibut in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Hey, you put that away!
And there's more. The night before, alors, during the menage a trois with the royal consorts, the prince was so worried over the well-being of you men that he had to send one girl away. It was meant to be a menage a quatre. Blonde, brunette, and the redhead.
Perhaps it would be better if the princess were Fwain.
Maybe, but such handsome, handsome men. I am sure your wives all wait for you at home even now, holding you close in their thoughts as they give their sweet young bodies to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that happens by. Oh, the naughty possibilities. Just thinking about it inflames my loins. If only there was some way that I could comfort you all.
I'll take care of you in the tent.
Perhaps His Majesty ought to discuss matters more strategic with the men.
Of course, men. It has not escaped our royal notice that the enemy has in desperation resorted to the use of wildfire and boiling oil.
A cowardly strategy, Your Majesty, to repel a royal and most righteous siege.
Quite cowardly. You will therefore all be happy to know that in light of tomorrow's planned do-or-die siege of the city walls, my royal father has spared no expense in hiring the greatest alchemist in the kingdom, who has devised a method to counter the effects of this most unchivalrous weapon.
You've got a way to stop the wildfire from broiling us in our armor?
Yes!
Go on.
Men, I give you the Royal Alchemist, Theodorus von Schneiberpelt of Ulm.
Yes, the countering of boiling oils, wildfires, and other burning weapons has been one that has baffled alchemists for centuries. Dreadful, dreadful things, horrid, nasty burns inflicted in sorts of burning, painful miseries, burning hair, skin peeling off, the screaming, dreadful.
We know that. How do we stop it?
Yes, yes. Coming around to that. After much experimentation on petty criminals, heretics, and the like, freethinkers, you know, the usual sort, I've devised a foolproof method of countering the terrible damage inflicted by wildfire.
We heard that part, ow!
Yes, well, I was getting to that. In the event of being struck with wildfire, burning oil, you know, while scaling the city wall in defense of the king and country, the solution is to submerge oneself with no delay, mind you, into the water. To be conveniently found beside the wall itself, in the murky depths of the moat surrounding the city wall. That's it. Quite simple, really. Not sure why we didn't think of it earlier. Yes, you with the raised hand and grotesque facial bone. You have a question?
Wouldn't we then, you know, just drown? In the moat, I mean? Pulled down by the weight of our armor?
You fight wearing armor, do you?
Gozle wearing fucking armor, you fucking twit!
You fucking royal jet!
Yes, that does make sense. Changes things a bit.
No further questions!